how the United States government is taking a bet on Delta. I'm going to show you exactly that from the recent SEC filing, 10Q, by Delta Airlines itself. So I'm going to show you exactly that, but first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you're now tuning into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, what I have pulled up, this is the SEC.gov. This is the SEC.gov. This is the United States Securities and Exchange Commission Form 10Q that was filed on April 22nd by Delta Airlines. This is what they submitted to the SEC. You can go to SEC.gov yourself to see this. This is what the company is turning into the Securities and Exchange Commission. So down here, what I want you guys and girls to see is how the government is taking a bet on Delta. Now, how does that make sense, Prince? This is coming from their recent 10Q filing that was filed on April 22nd by Delta Airlines to the SEC, like I previously stated. And they're talking about the CARES Act. This is why it's important to read and learn the fish for yourself. So right here, I'm going to read the whole CARES Act, and I'm going to highlight the area what's most important. Right? Let me get this out of the way. So on March 27, 2020, President Trump signed a Coronavirus Relief Act, the CARES Act, Coronavirus Relief Act, you know, pretty much helping out the economy. Here we go. In April 2020, we were granted $5.4 billion in emergency funds from the payroll support program of the CARES Act to be paid in installments through July 20th, right? So they're pretty much saying they got $5.4 billion. From April to July, they're going to collect $5.4 billion. The relief payments are conditioned on our agreement to refrain from conducting involuntary employee layoffs and furloughs through September 30th. So they can't lay anybody off until September 30th of 2020. Other conditions include prohibiting share repurchase and dividends through September 30th. So they can't repurchase their shares and they can't pay dividends from September to from now until September 30th or 2021. So let's get down to the good stuff. The relief payments, right here where it says, the relief payments included $3.8 billion in grants. So $3.8 billion, that's grants. And $1.6 billion in an unsecured 10-year loan, low-interest loan. The loan includes an annual interest rate of 1% for the first 5 years, and then a secure overnight rate of 2% for the final 5 years. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part you guys and girls all been waiting for. What's the catch? They got $3.8 billion in grants. They only have to pay back $17 million, right? So here we go right here. We're going to see exactly what the juicy stuff is. In return, we have agreed to issue the U.S. Department of Treasury over 6.5 million warrants to acquire Delta stock. So they're giving the government the ability to buy 6.5 million shares of Delta. These warrants include an exercise price of $24.39 per share and have a 5-year term. That's what the juicy part is. So in return for the government giving them this money, they gave the Department of Treasury the ability to buy $6.5 million warrants of Delta common stock for $24.39. Now, Delta stock as of today is trading for $22, and they can do this for the next 5 years. So that means if Delta runs back up to $60, or if it runs up to $30, the government will have the right to be able to buy Delta stock for $24.39 within the next 5 years. So by Delta going over $24.39, the government will profit. So if they go down to a penny stock, the government would just lose money. But it's like the government has a call option. They really have a warrant, which is kind of like a call option. They have a call option on Delta. So you see it written right here in front of your face. Not what I'm saying. I know I wrote a meme about it, but this is exactly what the Delta is saying. They're giving the government to be able to buy the right, buy the rights, not buy the rights, but to be able to buy Delta stock for $24.39, 6.5 million shares within the next 5 years. So at any time, if Delta stock goes up to $500 a share in a year, 2-3 years from now, the government can buy for $24 a share and the rest of its profit. That's a lot of money. So there you go right there, ladies and gentlemen. This is why you're important to read it for yourself. Form 10Q by Delta Airlines. So until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.